Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Hello there, and you're very welcome along to another episode of, sorry, I said that very posh, another episode of the Opinions Matter podcast. Welcome along. We post about 5 podcasts a week of Opinions Matter, recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. It is Ireland's only live and interactive podcast with callers, live debates about the issues that you want to talk about. And today's topic, well, a lot of you are going to be shocked. Well, maybe you won't be shocked by the story you're about to hear from a woman about her mother, a grandmother in Dublin being mugged. That's the first part that's shocking about it. There's 2 other bits about it that are shocking as well, and we will come to that in a moment. But first, I want to say a big hello and thank you to our sponsor for this podcast, Irish Tax Rebates. Check out irishtaxrebates.ie. If you don't know what these guys do, they save money for you. If you paid tax in the last 4 years, the chances are fairly high that you were owed some tax back. Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent that you can trust. It's fully Irish owned with over 6,000 5-star reviews on Trustpilot. And we have heard from so many listeners over the last couple of weeks about the money that they have saved by contacting Irish Tax Rebates. Just go to irishtaxrebates.ie, and based on a study they carried out, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092. And of course, Irish Tax Rebates just take a 10% fee on that plus VAT. So the only website you need to do that is irishtaxrebates.ie. No one else, just that website, irishtaxrebates.ie. Now, what do we want to talk about on this edition of Opinions Matter? It's, I don't know whether we should be shocked by the story or not, but a story came into us this morning from a woman who you'll instantly recognise when we hear from her, who regularly contacts this show, a lovely girl by the name of Lorraine. And Lorraine has a mother who goes into town regularly. As does my mother. The older generation like going into the city centre. They like the something about it. My mother always used to go into Cleary's to do her shopping. She doesn't go into town as much now. And after hearing this story today, you may want to ring your mother and say, stay out of the city centre. Because I think Helen McEntee was a year ago, 6 months ago as well. After the riots, she told us it was safe. And you know, you can walk along, do your shopping. And I know around this time of year, businesses in the city centre, they need footfall. They need people to go into the city centre. But what happened to Lorraine's mother will absolutely shock you and disgust you. Did your mother go into the city centre?
Yeah. My sister would go into the city centre a good bit on her own. And I'm like, don't walk anywhere on your own. Don't go anywhere on your own.
Do you go into the city centre?
Not really, because I think it's a shithole.
And this is a question that's going to come up when we speak to Lorraine in a second. Who do you believe is dragging the city down?
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly.
Honestly?
Yes, I'm not asking if you're not being honest.
Well, scumbags.
Yeah. Junkies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I've seen junkie crime.
Addicts out off their heads on O'Connor Street.
Going into that shop, by the way, I feel sorry for any security guard.
I'm sorry, but let's
Centra on O'Connor Street.
Call a spade a spade. There's a lot of Roma going around. I've seen a lot of things happening with Roma and, you know, non-nationals as well. And that's not being racist, but let's face it, there are people coming in from other countries who we don't know anything about and they're causing trouble. So there's a mixture of Irish and foreigners. Our own Irish people are responsible too, but the influx of immigrants hasn't helped a city that already has its problems.
Let's go to Lorraine and find out what exactly happened to her mother. We weren't sure, by the way. This incident is so bad that it shook Lorraine. As you can understand, if this happened to your mother.
Oh, Jesus, yeah, it's awful.
We didn't think Lorraine was going to be up to talking to us today, but she really wants to highlight this. That's how bad it is. Lorraine, first of all, thanks so much for coming on and chatting to us, because I know it's still very raw. Before you tell us what happened, how is your mum today?
She's okay. She's a bit shaken up, as you can imagine, because it's the second time in 2 years she's been robbed in the city centre.
Now, the first time I think you told us about that a couple of months ago.
She was held up by a junkie. So if anyone wants to come at me on this podcast, come at me. But if the junkie held a syringe to my mother's back
Jesus
and robbed her.
Christ.
And where was she when that happened? Where was she standing?
On Bachelor's Walk.
She was walking along.
On Bachelor's Walk.
She was walking along.
She was heading into the church on Bachelor's Walk.
Oh, my God.
Scumbags.
And a junkie held a syringe to her back. Now, didn't inject her, didn't do anything to her, but held it to her back. She didn't know what was going to happen in that scenario either.
And after that happened, did the junkie get any money from her, by the way?
He did. He got her purse, he got her phone, he got her cards and stuff, and her card ticket cancelled. So
that's awful.
But after that happened...
So that happened 2 years. That happened to you 2 years ago.
Okay, now this is there's something now. Is
but how was she before we talk
trauma.
About what happened to her yesterday? How did that affect her? Did she end up with PTSD? Was she very, very upset? Did she not want to go back into the city centre after that happened?
My mom is very determined. I will give her that much. She's very independent. She loves doing her own thing.
Yeah.
But as you can imagine, when that happened, she was more cautious. She was more nervous of where she went. She just was more aware of her surroundings. She just didn't. My mother would be very religious. She's very trusting. She'd help out the homeless if she's seen them, or someone asked her for €2, she'd give the €2. Now she looks at everybody like
with suspicion.
They're out together.
That's awful. That is so sad.
Okay, so what happened? What happened yesterday when she was in town? Give us the time of day. No, I believe it was in broad daylight, which makes it scary.
Yeah, it was broad daylight. It was about 2:30 because the same time again, I was collecting my kids from school, and she rang me, bawling, crying down the phone to say she was mugged on the loose.
On the loose. Was it the red line or the green
on
line?
On the loose. She was coming from Abbey Street to Euston train station, so I don't know what.
The red line. So from Abbey Street all the way up to Euston Station past, what stop was it at? Was it at
It was actually off at Euston train station because that's where her stop is. But it would have been in around there. There was a museum.
Yeah, that's right, the museum stop, yeah.
Yeah. 4 or 5, and I'm going to say out straight who they are. I don't care. Call me racist, call me what you want. But 4 or 5 Romanian gypsies stood around her. She was standing up holding the pole. And they kept banging off her, saying, sorry, sorry. And Mom was kind of like, what the actual is going on? And they robbed her.
This was on the carriage, obviously.
It was on the carriage, yeah. It was on the carriage. And she understands, she even said it herself, she said herself, she doesn't blame people for not helping or not getting involved, because these day and age, you don't know what people are
would. We get to that in a second, because I have a big issue with that, the people that didn't help. How busy was the Lewis at that time of day? I would imagine the carriage was quite full.
She said there were like 30s on it.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland. About opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
She just noticed from about Smithfield, about 4 or 5, and I'm going to say it, Romanian gypsies stood around her and kept bumping off her.
Don't feel like you have to, you know, if anyone wants to come at you for saying about what their nationality was, relevant. It's relevant. Well, relevant to the conversation. Because if they weren't here, it wouldn't have happened.
But that's not their nationality. Roma gypsies aren't necessarily from Romania. They could be from any country. But
she
Roma
feels
gypsies,
the need
yeah.
to be like almost excusing the fact
and
that she's
how
saying
did your mum
it.
Know,
it's relevant.
Yeah, no, and I'm not questioning. I just
it's
want to know how did your mum know that they were Roma gypsies?
Because of the way they were dressed. You could know the women with their long dresses on.
No, that's fair enough.
She knew straight off.
Okay, that's fair enough. So four Roma gypsies?
Four Roma stood around her and kept bumping off. Her mum was holding onto the pole.
Oh, my God. What age is your mum, by the way? 67. Same age, pretty much the same age as my mother.
Can we reiterate for people, because a lot of people don't realise Roma and Romanian are not the same
people.
No,
they're not.
They're two different groups of people.
Completely. Roma gypsies actually originate from Greece, believe it or not.
I know Romanian people and they're the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life.
I have three friends who are Romanian.
And Romanians are very, any Romanians I know are extremely hardworking, decent people.
Yeah.
So just to not mix that up.
Yeah, so they were bumping off her, and then at what stage was she mugged and what did they take?
She got off, she kind of knew herself, kind of, she knows, she's always warned us, my mom has always warned us, if we're on the loose and we're anywhere, look out for them, they're notorious pickpockets. She's always warned us that. So when she got off the loose, she kind of knew herself it was going to happen. She kind of knew. And she got off the loose at Euston train station and she'd realised her wallet and stuff out of her pocket were taken.
How much was in her wallet? Does she know how much?
Thankfully, ma'am, since the time she got mugged by the junkie, she doesn't carry cash anymore.
Good.
She stopped carrying cash. And lucky for her, when she got off the Lewis, there was guards at Euston train station. So there was guards at Euston train station. But what frightened my mom was the fact that four or five of them could stand around her like that.
So
she's holding.
This was calculated. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, obviously, 100%. Oh, 100%. She was on her own. She's an old woman. I'm not going to say she's frail because she's not. She's quite independent. But she is an older woman. And you could tell my mother is an older woman. So they knew straight off. And she had gone in to do her Christmas shopping, so she had bags. Oh,
Jesus, awful.
So she had bags. So.
And she obviously, we'll talk about the people that didn't intervene at the moment because that's really pissing me off. She rang you and I assume she was really, really upset when she rang
you. Oh, she rang me bawling. I've never heard, obviously when she got robbed by the junkie, she rang me bawling, but that's about the only two times she rang me bawling and she was totally shaking and she was, what pissed her off more than anything else was she just kind of, she understood why nobody helped, but as you said, you could tell they were kind of standing around her. So why didn't anyone stand up beside her? Or
now, so the carriage, they were packed like sardines in the carriage. Could everybody on the Lewis see what was going on, do you think?
Realistically, mom said there was three or four people sitting. You know where you stand? You know where the seats are?
Yeah.
She was standing kind of in front of the seats. So there was a group of people sitting down. So they've obviously seen them kind of stand up to stand around her.
And not one. I can't understand that, Lorraine. Can you understand the case?
Imagine standing by. Yeah. This, like, what a shithole. What a cesspit our capital city is that people would stand by.
Well, as my mum said, you don't understand. Like, as she said, you don't know what them people are carrying. You don't know if somebody has a knife. You don't know if somebody has.
I don't care. That all goes out the door when I see a grandmother being.
Why aren't those people being sent home?
Why are they here?
What are they contributing to our society? What good are they in our society? What good are they in Ireland?
Nothing. It's absolutely nothing.
Terrifying our elderly. Like, sorry, I'm going to assume your mother's an older woman.
She's 67.
She has five grandchildren. She was in actually doing the shop
absolute
for the grandchildren.
Scumbags.
She was in getting Christmas presents for the grandkids.
Put them on a plane and send them home.
It's just, what pissed me off more than that else was, it's the second time in the city. Like, it's not the first time it's happened to her. It's the second time in Dublin City. And Kellen McAtee has the audacity to tell everyone it's safe. You go around without the guards, Kellen McAtee, and see what fucking happened to you.
So your husband rang her last night. And what did he say to her?
He just warned her and told her not to be back in town. He warned me,
that's
my
shocking
sister, my brother.
That she has to avoid doing something she likes and something she enjoys, something she should feel safe.
Yeah, even warned my dad not to let her in on her own.
That's awful.
That's infuriating.
What annoys me more than that now, and I'm actually going to get upset. What annoys me more than that now is my mother is so independent. Like, and they're taking, these people don't understand what they're taking from people.
Yeah.
No,
they don't.
Like, they don't understand, and I'm sorry for getting upset, but they don't understand what they're taking from the elderly. Yeah. Like, my mother loves, my partner will tell you, my husband, she goes in every Tuesday to mass. In town, she loves partnering in on her own into Dublin City, and now she's terrified because it's happened to her twice in 2 years, and it's just, it infuriates me. And then you have people on saying, oh, let them all in and let it, fuck you, right? Unless it happens to you or happens a family member of you, then tell me you want to let all these people in, or they're all part of us, and tell me racist all you want. I don't care.
Well, no, nobody's calling you racist. I'll explain to you why. They're legally entitled to be here if they do come from Romania.
I'm not blaming the Romanians.
If these Roma came from Romania, Romania is in the EU, so they were quite entitled to be here. How they're getting away with crimes like this? I assume this was not their first rodeo.
100%.
They've done this before.
My mom.
Yeah.
The guy said that's my mom. That's not. They're all just doing gangs. And it was actually mom who asked me and Jay to text you lot in today just to warn everybody.
Yeah, no.
Imagine you grow up in your home country, you raise a family, you work your whole life, you do everything you're supposed to do. You're a good citizen, and your freedom is essentially taken away by people who are here to do nothing more than cause trouble and screw the fucking state.
They've taken away.
Why are they allowed to stay? I mean, we can talk about the people who stood by and watched their scum, absolutely. But let's talk about the perpetrators. Why are they here? What are they contributing?
Both are scum.
Both are scum, absolutely. But we're going to focus on the people who stood by and watched and ignore the elephant in the room, which is the fact that there are people here who shouldn't be here.
Oh yeah, 100%. They've taken my mom's independence away from her. Like,
do you think she'll ever go back into town now after that happening?
I don't think she'll go in on her own. I don't think she'll ever, like as I said, her ritual was go into mass on a Tuesday, go in and do her bit of shopping. As I said, she was just going in there yesterday to do a bit of shopping for the grandkids. That's all she was doing, and she gets her bus home from Euston train station, and she takes that Lewis. And as I said, she warned all of us when we go in there. She's always said to us, right, they're all pickpocketers. Watch out for these people. Watch out for this. And it's just what upset her and pissed her off more than anything else was they isolated her.
Yeah. Like, if I was going into town now, into Dublin City, I tell you now, I'd have something in my handbag, and I don't even care whether it's a pepper spray, whether it's something that I can use.
We're going to have something. It's not safe. We're going to open the lines down in a sec to you guys. I just want to read out a message. Amanda, can you try and get Andrew on there? Andrew Campbell just commented. I'm going to put this to you, Lorraine. Andrew has messaged in, and we'll try and get him on. Amanda, please, if you can. And he said, they are fully entitled to be here. Shame on you guys. Now, Andrew, if you were actually listening, if you opened your ears, you would hear that's exactly what I did say. Why do people hear?
I know him. I know him well. Yeah. He's trolling you.
Well,
I think
I don't know if he is.
I know him.
Yeah, but I said Andrew literally 2 minutes ago. Yes, they are entitled to be here because no doubt they are EU citizens, but they're not entitled to commit crimes like that on our pensioners.
Are they entitled to rob my mum and do exactly what they did yesterday? And I'm sure my mother is not the first and only person they've ever done it to. Why attack the vulnerable and the old?
Well, attacking anybody is scary. I'm just thinking like my mum sometimes and my mother-in-law would bring my kids into the city centre into town. I'm sure they'll be bringing them in over Christmas to see the crib and stuff like that. And to think that these opportunist scumbags are going to be targeting elderly people. Targeting anybody is bad, but targeting elderly people. Your mother should not be a prisoner in her own city.
That's how she feels. That's exactly how she feels. As I said, it was her that asked me and Jay to text you lot in just to make everybody aware of what's actually going on. She said, Lorraine, you and Jay know Jeremy and Katie and Adrian. Can you let them know what is going on in the city? Can you text them just to make everyone aware and make everyone extra vigilant of what is going on? Do not be on your own in the city. As I said, she was on the Lewis, on a packed Lewis, and they still managed to isolate her on a packed Lewis.
Because this is a plan that they have. You know, as I said, it's not their first rodeo. Stay there for a second, please, Lorraine. Is she there beside you, by the way, or where is she at the moment?
No, she's at home with my dad.
And she's okay? Well, obviously she's a bit...
She's okay. No, she's not physically hurt. She's not physically... They didn't physically hurt her. They didn't... She's more upset and pissed off.
Yeah, no, I get that.
She's just going through all them types of emotions at the moment. She's just extremely upset. Okay. As she put it, they've kind of taken her independence away from her.
Stay there for a second, Lorraine. Now, when we were basically doing this, Katie, we just wanted to hear Lorraine's story. We didn't necessarily want to take calls on it. And if you want to talk to us about it, you can feel free to contact us about it. I know a lot of people are annoyed about this, but we literally just wanted to hear Lorraine's story. And hopefully we'll get to talk to her mother next week to hear it firsthand from a 67-year-old
woman. I would genuinely encourage any woman, in particular woman, maybe men too, who knows, but any woman going into the city centre to arm yourselves. Have pepper something.
Spray. Yeah. Okay, here's
have
Andrea.
Have something, even if it's your keys between your fingers. Have something.
Here's Andrea.
Just on this topic, and it didn't happen in Ireland, thank God, but my mother had over €800 and her cousin over €400 robbed from them on the metro in Paris, again by Roma gypsies. And when we went back, my sister lives in Paris, and when we went back a few months later to see my sister, I actually witnessed it and dragged the person back onto the train so that they could, so the person who they stole from could get their money back. But the amount of people who witnessed it and stood around and done nothing sickened my fucking stomach.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
I have mixed emotions doing this podcast today after hearing Lorraine's story about her mother, who's around the same age as my mother. She goes into town like my mother does. I'm a prisoner in your own home, your own city, really.
Yeah,
I'm angry and I'm sad as well. And I know a lot of you are contacting us, Lorraine. I don't know if this makes it worse or easier for you, but a lot of listeners are contacting us, according to Amanda here, saying that they're literally crying down the phone line hearing this story. Let me go to Jess. Jess, you're angry after hearing this.
Yeah, I'm absolutely disgusted.
So am I.
And my heart just breaks for that poor Lorraine's mother. Like, I've worked with elderly people in nursing homes, and to think that people are taking advantage of them like that's absolutely disgusting.
Are you surprised, though, that it happened?
No.
I'm not.
Not at all. Not at all. I've witnessed it myself in Talbot Street with the gypsy Romanian. Roma gypsies. Yeah.
What do you think of the people on the Lewis that did nothing? I'm disgusted with them as well. And, you know, this podcast reaches far and wide. You know, this will be heard by tens of thousands of people.
You would like
to think that this will get
some
back.
Some of them are like vermin going around the city. They're like little rats. You go up Gardiner Street and you see the vermin. The human vermin, and I'm sorry to be so harsh.
I would like to think that if it was my mother on the dirt or my grandmother on the dirt, if that was to happen to her, I'd like to think that somebody would defend her. And if I had been there and someone done that to Lorraine's mum, I'd have stepped in and helped 100%.
Would you though? It's well and good saying that. 110%, of course.
Any decent person would, but at the same time, then you're thinking, are one of these dirty animals?
But you know what it is, Katie. I think when you're in that situation and you see it with your eyes, I don't think you're going to have time to think whether you should or not. I think it's just going to be a natural reaction. Some people won't, some people will. And for me, I know for a fact I definitely would. But I can also see why people didn't. Because those fuckers are so dodgy. And you wouldn't know what they have up their skirts. And I'm sorry, it's not racist. They are dodgy fuckers.
No, nobody's saying. Why do people keep saying it's not racist? No, you're allowed to say.
Because, Jeremy, yeah. Because that's what it is at the minute when people have an opinion on these types of people.
Yeah, like
they get called racist.
And
right.
It's not all foreigners.
Anthony, nobody said all foreigners.
Nobody mentioned the word foreigner.
There is a cohort of Roma gypsies in Dublin that are causing trouble, robbing people and not everything else, and they shouldn't be here.
I will tell you a story. I was in Talbot Street a couple of years ago. I love the city centre for Christmas shopping. Wouldn't go near the kit now, but we were outside Guiney's, and I remember my she's not here anymore, my great grandmother used to go to Guiney's, and she used to go in and she'd get all her knitting needles and her bales of wool, and it's an elderly woman's shop, and you do see all the women in there getting their Christmas bits, and it's nice to see. But anyway, we'd been out there one day shopping, myself and partner, my baby was in the buggy at the time, and the Roma gypsies are outside, and an elderly woman had come out, and she was, you know, the way she's packing the receipt in her purse and putting her change away and whatever, and off she went, and I'd looked, and the Roma gypsy was like, any change, and she was like, no sorry, and they kept saying, oh please, and they followed that woman the whole way up Talbot Street begging, and she started crying. She was like, please leave me alone, I have no change. So I said, my bollocks, I walked up and she said no. Now fuck off and leave her alone. And they walked off. But they knew she was a vulnerable elderly lady on her own. And the minute that myself and my partner had walked up and told them to fuck off, off they went. But they take advantage of the vulnerable.
Oh, they do.
That's exactly what they do. Yeah.
No doubt they target her because of
it's
her age.
It's disgusting. Of course. Yeah, because she's vulnerable.
Okay, stay there for a second, Jess. Let me go to Andrew for a sec. Andrew, what are you making of what you're hearing here?
I think they're allowed to be in the country illegally or illegally. You know what I mean?
Well, yes, they are allowed to be in the country if they're EU citizens. Now, a lot of them do come from Romania. Some come from Italy. Some come from Greece. All EU countries. Go on. So they are here legally. We can agree on that. What else?
It doesn't matter if they're here legally or illegally. You know what I mean?
And can you not see the crimes that are being committed by not all of them, but by certain members of the Roma community?
The guy a few minutes ago you called out on Facebook.
Oh, is this him?
This is the same Andrew you called out on Facebook, who actually wasn't trolling. I thought he was trolling.
So you, because they're here legally, there's nothing we can do about it.
What's the big one? They're all the Irish going around crying. You know what I mean? There's nothing about them. So why are you putting it all on the foreigner?
Because they shouldn't be here.
Well, no, they should be here. They're entitled.
Well, no,
to be
if
here.
They're here commit crimes and breaking the law, they shouldn't be here. We can't send the Irish away to other countries.
If you commit,
we can send them home.
Katie, that's not the way it works. If you commit a crime, if you go over to Spain on your holidays next week, yeah?
Yeah.
And you murder someone in Spain, you'll be tried over there and jailed.
Okay,
over
fair
there.
Enough, but they shouldn't
be brought home.
They shouldn't be kept on our tax system. They shouldn't be, in my opinion.
Jess, what do you make of this?
I think Andrew's opinion would be a lot fucking different if it was his elderly mother that it happened to.
Sorry, what did you say there, though?
I said, I think it would be a lot different if it had been your mother that it happened to.
I'd rob myself, I would. Fucking hell. It's happening every day, everywhere, all over the country. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
So what, we just leave it then? Because it's grand, it's happening every day, it's normal now. Do we just leave it?
Well, it's not your business, you know what I'm saying?
But like, do you not have any sympathy for them elderly women out there being harassed by them? Do you not think that something should be done?
That's what the guards are there for, and the police and all, you know what I mean?
Well, they're not doing their job, and that's why the topic is up for discussion today.
Well, no, I'm well aware, you have ears, I'm listening, you know, I got the call, you know. You know what I mean?
And it's not about the fact that they're here legally or illegally. It's nothing got to do with that. It's the fact that they're coming over here and doing what they're doing.
So
there's
plenty of Irish doing that, you know? You're blaming the foreigners. This is
a
topic about foreigners. What about the Irish?
Oh, yeah, of course. But I tell you one thing. I'd rather be on a dart full of junkies in town than a dart full of gypsy Romans.
Well, you'd rather get stabbed in a needle and get robbed for a few pounds.
Well, no, here, come here. You shouldn't be able to go on public transport without either happening to you, for God's sake. Like, did you not hear Lorraine's story about her mother, how upset she is about what happened?
Yeah.
And you still think that it's acceptable that these people are allowed to walk around committing crimes like that and get away with it?
That's a bit unlucky for her, isn't it?
What do you mean it's a bit unlucky for her?
Hi,
what do you mean it's a bit unlucky for her? Lorraine, I'm sorry about this. You know, it's called Opinions Matter, but this opinion is just arseholish. What do you want to say?
Are you for fucking real? My mother got mugged on the Lewis by five Romeo gypsies. They isolated her on the Lewis. This is the second time. The first time a junkie from Ireland did it. So I never said the Irish are perfect. But are you actually on this defending it? Hold on here. You're on here defending it.
You said you'd rather get robbed by a junkie.
I didn't say I'd rather get robbed by a junkie. You're on here defending, saying you're saying about the Romans this, that they're legally here. So it was all right for them to do what they did to my man.
Just said it was a
misfortune.
I didn't say it was
all right. But you're here defending it. Hold on here. If it was your mother or your father, someone in your family, you'd have a completely different opinion.
Once the people get robbed, that's the way the world is.
No, it's not the way the world is. It's not.
Oh, my good God. My mother is 67 years of age, you absolute tool. Right? Tool. She's after losing her independence because she's been robbed twice in the Dublin city centre, and it's okay because robbing's happen every day. You're a tool.
That's your opinion, isn't it?
Oh, I swear to God. Oh, my God. I'm glad my ma can't do this, because I guarantee you, to be honest, you're an absolute pick. It's not okay for anyone to get
involved. No, he's not defending. Well, I assume you're not defending what they did.
Not defending nobody.
So he's not defending. What he is saying is that it
you're not defending what they did. It happens. Yes, it happens every day. But all I'm pointing out is, my mom was the one who actually asked me to text this podcast and actually highlight it to tell everyone what's happened. But your opinion is it happens every day, sir. Fuck it, let it happen.
Well, that's
right. Did it happen?
Sorry, say that again, Jonathan. It's hard to hear you.
It's Andrew.
Or Andrew. Say that again. You're saying shit happens.
No, I didn't say it happened. Or I didn't say shit happened. I said it happened. You know, that's it. It's just one of those things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but so do we ignore the fact that it happened by people who are engaging mostly in organised crime around... Because a lot of these Roma gypsies, a lot of it's organised.
By the way, can I just say to all the people that are mentioning, he's not condoning what happened. Can people not get... Can people hear things? He didn't once.
No, he didn't condone it, but he did say... They have to go somewhere. They should be. When I said they need to go home, he called me and said, What was it you said, Andrew? They shouldn't go home.
They're entitled to be here, Louis.
They're entitled to be here. No,
he is right in saying that they can't be sent home. They're EU citizens.
But they shouldn't be entitled to. Okay, they might be entitled to be here by law, but they shouldn't be entitled to be here. As soon as they do stuff like that, they should be sent home. They shouldn't be allowed back in, ever.
You see, Andrew, I think if this happened to you, I don't know, do you have an elderly mother? Do you have an elderly parent?
No.
Okay, if this happened to your wife or to a grandparent, you'd be singing a completely different tune.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. It didn't happen to me. And as I said, I wasn't condoning it. You know, I just said it happened.
So when you heard that woman, Lorraine's story about her mother, you just went, yeah, shit happens.
Just when I spoke it, typical, that's what I said.
But we should just sit back and accept it.
I don't mean aggressive, but I don't know, it's just the way the world goes.
You're only short of saying get over it, it's life.
Basically.
Jeez, stay there for a second, please. To the people as well, asking to cut them off. You can't just cut people off because you disagree with their opinion. You're the very people that are always giving out about us censoring opinions. His opinion, although I don't agree with it, is his opinion, and it's a valid opinion.
He said, she's just unlucky. That was, she's just unlucky. Like she lost a fiver or something, fell over her pocket when she was going to the shops.
It's a bit more serious than that. Here's Keith. Stay there for a second. Keith is angry. I'm sure he is.
You know, once again, there we go. Roma gypsies, foreigners again, are they? And you have people out there saying that they don't mix with crime. There you go. They surround people. Now, what they do as well is they walk into shops, they let them out to have arguments, and the others down the back, whatever, clearing the fucking place out. When he's going to do a highlight a fucking show on deportation, because that's what needs to happen. A slap
what
under
are we talking
and
about?
Go build your business.
Keith,
it's not fucking
about?
Helping these people. Now, I can tell you one thing. If that was my mother that got mugged the fucking town yesterday, I'd be in town looking for the cunt who done it, because you better pray be the guards getting to them before I would have got to them. Now, this is fucking ridiculous. We have enough scum on the streets of this fucking country as it fucking is. And that's for the guards to deal with. We don't send them off to other countries to go off and do whatever the fuck they want in it. You know, we have to stop importing the world's fucking scum into Ireland. It's a small fucking island. Send them to the continent of Africa. Huge. Let them deal with it all there.
Again, Keith, they're EU citizens, whether you like it or not. Now, you're saying we should talk about deportations. We've literally been talking about that for the last... We should do a topic on deportations. That was one of the first things you said.
I like topics on deportations.
Yeah, but this is literally what this...
I enjoy topics
on deportations.
This
is literally what this conversation
is. Issue.
Yeah. Darren, why are you annoyed?
I'm annoyed that Andrew there is just absolute stupidity.
Okay, what did he say that was stupid and annoyed you?
He's shouting out that they're entitled to be here. Yes, they're entitled to be here.
But that's what he said. It's a statement of fact. They are entitled to be here as EU citizens. Yeah, that's
EU law states. Wait, if they're not working after 6 months, like they basically have to go. These people are here years, never worked, never will work. They're allowed to roam the streets in Dublin City with not a care in the world. I mean, Andrew is living under a rock, and there is no deportation in this country. There was nearly 3,000 deportation letters sent out there last in the last year.
Yeah, but they
and
would
only
be,
94. Yeah, but only they, 94 yeah. were followed through.
They'd be non-EU citizens, though. These are EU citizens we're talking about.
And again,
Jess just mentioned there. She says, EU citizens, my arse. If they commit the crime here, then fuck off back to whatever hole you crawled out of. That's not the way. So Jess wants to rewrite European law. Because it does, like, that's ridiculous, Jess. No, you can't rewrite European law.
I get her fundamental point.
But it's wrong. So we just want to, again, Jess.
Gardner Street, Moore Street, all those streets, you can't go near because they're completely taken over by non-nationals who are providing nothing to society. So we're sitting around all day watching people, God knows, thinking what, doing what. I'm sorry, no, Dublin has become a cesspit. You want to come over here, you want to work, you want to contribute, you're welcome. That's fine. No
okay,
problem.
Well, Darren, let me go back to Darren then. We've established, and don't shoot the messenger, I'm just quoting the law here. We've established the fact that we cannot send EU citizens back to wherever they came from if they commit a crime. We've established that, okay? So what's the answer then?
Who said we can?
Well, we can't. It's the law. You can't. You get tried and convicted and jailed in the country in which the crime got committed.
Well, okay. So your man that
again,
murdered
again. Don't shoot the messenger. I didn't make up the laws.
The man that murdered Ashling Murphy. Do you think he should be allowed to do his stint in prison here, or should he be shipped out to his own country to do prison time?
Again, it's not about what I believe.
I don't think he should cost the taxpayer in Ireland a cent.
Well, no, the crime is committed here. I would like criminals that commit crimes in Ireland to be jailed here so that we know.
Our prison services and that are a lot nicer than the ones he would have been facing back home.
In the same way, you look at the Andrew Tate situation, Darren. I'm sure you follow Andrew Tate, do you? You know who Andrew Tate is?
Oh, I know of him, yeah.
Yeah, Andrew Tate is being held in, well, I don't know if he's back, if he's still there, but in the country where the alleged crime happened, in Romania, that's where he was held. He wasn't shipped back to, you know.
There's an agenda out against him.
That's no agenda. There's no agenda.
Because he doesn't agree with the narrative. That's why
everybody that doesn't agree with him. What narrative does he not agree with?
The government's narrative about all these foreigners. We're being replaced.
Oh no, I believe there is a little bit of that.
Oh Jesus.
Oh no, well, I do
down
believe.
The rabbit hole with Darren
no,
the
we can go down a rabbit hole here. I do believe that all across Europe we're taking in high numbers because I believe that there is a plan to replace. I do genuinely believe that there's something in what he's saying.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
We started off the podcast talking to Lorraine about her mother, who was mugged for the second time in as many years in Dublin city centre. She was on the Lewis heading from Parnell Street up to, or from Abbey Street up to Houston Station. Four Roma gypsies cornered her and mugged her. It's the second time it's happened. The first time it happened, it was a drug addict that did it. And she's terrified now. We have a 67-year-old woman sitting at home who is terrified. Now, one person on the Lewis intervened to help her. And I want to say this because I've no doubt, as we've said, Kate, your podcast is listened by tens of thousands of people mm-hmm. every day. I've no doubt that somebody will listen to this podcast that was on that Lewis. And I want to say this to you. Shame on you.
Yeah.
If you stood by and let a grandmother, that could be your grandmother, could be your grandmother next, that you stood by and turned the other cheek or buried your head in the phone because you didn't want to help Lorraine's grandmother. Shame on you. You are spineless. You are spineless. You are a disgrace. You're an absolute, and I hope nothing ever happens to a family member of yours. I get it that some people are unwilling to get involved in situations like that, but do something for Christ's sake. Do something when you see a 67-year-old woman who is terrified out of her life. Shame on you. Absolute shame on you. Hang your head in shame. And I know somebody who was on that Lewis will hear this back. And as well, Lewis has CCTV.
It's
like,
disgraceful. It's very, very upsetting to think that somebody stood by, a group of people collectively sat and stood by and let an older woman
sickening
be intimidated like that.
Now, Kathleen, what do you want to say about this?
Well, I'm the same age that lady, Jeremy, and I can tell you now, I used to love, absolutely love go to town Christmas with my grandchildren, bringing them around to Arnott's. I love Arnott's, I love Clearly's, I love Devlin's, I love all the shops. But I have to tell you, in the last few years, I wouldn't go in near the city centre. So now I hope in hell I wouldn't get on to Lewis. I wouldn't get on to Lewis to pay me because it's all jam-packed. I feel for that woman. My God, it's shocking. But as I said, my son was up here visiting me for Halloween with his children. And he said to me, "Mom, do you fancy going in as far as town?" I said, "No, son, I don't." I'm telling you, like, I went in last week for the first time in a long, long time to get a few messages and done stores. And I was coming out the side entrance, and I have to tell you, I was terrified because the gangs were mainly standing outside in the Moore Street side. I was literally shaking. I wasn't on my own, and that was a good thing. But I have to tell you, Jeremy, town, I absolutely love town. And I have to say now, I feel I'm confined to where I live. I'm in the Liberties. And I'm confined to where I live because I'd have to have a bodyguard with me going to town.
It's that bad for me.
Yeah. And it's absolutely shocking. And I was only saying that, yeah, I miss Arnott's, I miss Fairies, I miss Devlin's. I love going around all the shops.
You just won't go in because of the fear. Because of the fear.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, when I was coming out of the shopping centre last week with my partner, I was after getting a few messages and done. It was children blocking their entrance coming out, absolutely children. And I had to say some three or four times, can you move, please? They were blocking the doors and they're coming out and the gangs of them. And I just said, never again. It's horrible that to say that my son can't come up here with his children to visit me for Christmas. And I'm terrified to go into town. He's with my grandchildren.
And what do you make? What do you make, Kathleen, of the spineless bastards on the Lewis that didn't help that grandmother?
I think it's shocking, Jeremy, for somebody to sit there and watch a woman, a 67-year-old woman, being attacked and whatever, and mobbed. It's absolutely shocking and horrendous. And I'm the same age as that lady. And I have to tell you, I'd hate to think that somebody, I know one of my sons or whatever was on it, and I'm 67. Maybe if I had been out, I would have said something. I'm not saying I would have attacked anybody, but I would have said something. But as I said, Jeremy, when you look at the Lewis now compared to a few years ago, my God almighty, you can't even get breathing room on it.
It's horrible. It really is horrible.
The buses are the same, Jeremy. I was on the bus last week and I said, oh my God, I'm taking a panic attack. The bus was that packed, and like that.
And they say the security. Thank you, Kathleen, for your story. And I'm very sad to hear that you won't even go into town now. You know, Helen McEntee does need to listen to this and realise that this shit is real.
Yeah.
Jess, you're the final call on this. You're angry as well after hearing this story.
Oh, I'm sick to my stomach. I'm actually sick to my stomach.
Yep, could be your grandmother, my grandmother, Katie's grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact the majority of people that you talk to, and most people in the comments, said they won't go near town. How sad is that?
Oh, well, town was always a bit of a kip, wasn't it?
I know it was never perfect. I know that, Jeremy. I'm not naive. But even you have to admit, it has gone shite in the past couple of years.
I don't
It's getting
near
worse town. And worse. Nothing's happening. What happened to the Lewis's security? And then I'll be on all the Lewis's. They're useless. Andrew said, call the guards, they're just as useless. And the woman who's in charge of them, and this all falls on her fucking door. Anyone who says it doesn't is a fucking moron.
Well, I'm equally disgusted with the people who just sat in that Lewis and watched a grandmother.
I know, they're just as bad. All they had to do was just go in and take Lorraine's mother aside and let them sit with her and comfort her. They just chose to just be ignorant fucks, pardon my language.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I do not understand how someone could do that.
Disgraceful.
And how they could go home that day and literally not give a thought in the world to it. What would you have done if you had been on that, Lewis, Jess?
If that was me, I'd be going in, I'd be taking her around the mother and sit beside me and say, look, if you sit beside me, I'll stay till you get off your stuff. I'll let you, if you don't have any credit on your phone, I'll let you use my phone to call whoever you want, and I'll stay with you till you're all right. Because that's, you know, what a normal human being does with empathy and emotions. But clearly everyone on this Lewis must have been a soulless arsehole.
And I can guarantee you as well, someone probably videoed it, because that's what people do now. Video before.
Oh, probably end up online somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be up on...
for entertainment.
It'll be up on TikTok or somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
But this isn't entertainment. This is trauma.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's trauma. Thanks very much, Jess.
Like, how many more stories do we have to hear, though, right?
Before something is
how many more stories do we have to do this? Like, when's it going to take?
I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. I'm disgusted. I really am. Thank you, Jess. I'm disgusted. I'm hurt. I'm upset for that family that are going through that at the moment. I'm very upset thinking that 67-year-old woman asked us to talk about this because she was so traumatised by it.
I know, and now she doesn't feel safe going into her own home city anymore.
I don't like telling people who listen to this podcast don't go to go into the city centre because businesses need the footfall. But if they're hearing this today, I'm going to play this for my mother. Let her listen to it as well. I think if you have an elderly grandparent, not even elderly, if you have a grandparent or a parent at home, play this, sit them down and let them listen to this podcast. Let them hear what Lorraine's mother after going through twice. And it's not just an immigrant problem. The first time it happened, it was a junkie that did it. Second time it happened, Roma gypsy, okay?
Yeah.
So we're not pinning it on any particular group. It just happened to be the first time a junkie that stuck a needle up to her back, and the second time it happened to be a Roma gypsy. The city centre is going to become a wasteland if something isn't done about it soon. Anyway, thank you very much for all your calls, your comments and your texts. We do wish Lorraine's mother a speedy recovery. Yeah. We'll try and talk to her next week if she's not too traumatised to talk about it and just hear from her side of the story. And again, if you're on that, Lewis, shame on you. Don't forget to subscribe. Hit subscribe on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll never miss another episode of Opinions Matter. And also, don't forget to check out our show sponsor, IrishTaxRebates.ie. IrishTaxRebates.ie if you want to get some money back on your tax. And we'll talk to you on the next one.